Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Memorial Day podcast on Monday, the 27th of May, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined today by C.J. Miller and Sabrina Halverson on the news, including advancement of the House version of the Farm Bill and how to avoid outdoor grilling mistakes. This HAT podcast made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture, ffbt.com, to learn more. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here today, too, with a mix of clouds and sunshine, but no Memorial Day rains. And the ag markets on Friday mixed with more gains in soybeans. Mike Silver has some thoughts moving forward on the markets on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
The House Ag Committee advancing the Farm Bill and avoiding grilling goofs this Memorial Day that could make you sick. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. The House Ag Committee has voted to advance their version of the Farm Bill, but not without some major disagreements first between Republicans and Democrats. Sabrina Halverson reports.
The markup session highlighted some of the political differences over a general framework that committee chair Glenn G.T. Thompson offered. Representative Johanna Hayes, a Democrat from Connecticut, said the House bill did not include her party's priorities.
Any one of us would have loved to have the opportunity to at least get one or two of our priorities in. And that's what we are asking for. And that is what we are working for, because I too had a field hearing in my district, and many of the things that my constituents talked about are not included in here.
Representative Kat Kamick of Florida did not mince words with her response to Hayes and other Democrats who argued that the bill is partisan.
Now, as we all know, facts don't care about feelings, so here are some facts. This bill in the base text includes over 40 Democrat-led initiatives. 40. And of those 40 initiatives, they were specific asks from Democrat members on this committee, the very same members who are claiming that this bill is a wholly partisan undertaking. To say that this is not a bipartisan bill when you know full well that this bill includes your requested priorities, well, back home, we call that chicken shit.
Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts criticized the draft legislation, including its funding mechanisms that could take away money from nutrition programs.
We have Republican staffers apparently telling reporters that my colleagues and I are hunger weirdos. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you guys? Hunger weirdos? Are you kidding me? We're weird for thinking it's wrong for people in this country to go without food? Guess what? I think it's weird that a single American goes hungry. I think it's weird in the richest country in the history of the world that we have people who don't know where their next meal is coming from. And I think it's weird that we have hungry veterans and hungry seniors and hungry kids. And yeah, I think making it harder for people to eat is weird.
Thompson defended his funding proposals regarding nutrition spending.
I will say that the savings that CBO has identified that we've reinvested back into the Farm Bill, quite frankly, do not cut during the course of this 5 years of this Farm Bill any individual or family SNAP benefits. There's rhetoric on the outside that is amplifying that for their own purposes, but it is just not true.
The Senate also released its version of the Farm Bill, but has not begun markup. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
You may be grilling out this Memorial Day weekend, but be careful, though, because the CDC says millions of us will get sick this summer from outdoor grilling goofs.
I would say the biggest would be not fully cooking the foods on the grill.
Meredith Carruthers, a food safety expert with USDA, reminds you to use a food thermometer and follow the temperature guidelines for your beef, pork, or poultry. Another grilling goof?
Using the same utensil that you use to put all the raw stuff on the grill to take the cooked stuff off. So imagine you have raw burgers on a plate, bring them out to the grill, and then when you're done cooking them on the grill, you put them right back on the same plate.
She says the third big grilling goof is not washing your hands.
Certain bacteria can live on surfaces for like 72 hours. So think about it. You're making dinner. You've touched chicken, touched your spice containers without washing your hands. And then in the morning, you're cooking eggs and you want to use the same spice in your eggs or something. And then that gets all touched other places. So yeah, it's just crazy what your hands can move around.
If you have questions, be sure to wash your hands first before you pick up the phone. And dial the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline number at 888-MP-HOTLINE. You can also find that number at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who is focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers, are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online, ihlefabrications.com. Restore, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. The biggest rain threat passed through yesterday. I think today we'll see some clouds, but also some sunshine. I'm not concerned about additional moisture for your Memorial Day, so if you've got plans, great. Overnight tonight into tomorrow, I think we'll keep an eye out for clouds over the northern part of the state. And late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, I won't rule out a pop-up shower or two. Now, do I think moisture is significant? No. A few hundredths to a tenth or two, that's all. Coverage only about 60% from I-70 north, but I can't wave the all-clear flag in good conscience. I really think the better precipitation chances for tomorrow night into Wednesday will reside farther east over Ohio. Going into the rest of the week, we're looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine. I think drier weather prevails Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Our next round of moisture could come with a frontal boundary that wants to come through late next weekend. So not Saturday as much, but Saturday night, Sunday, hit and miss, the scattered showers, a few thunderstorms, bigger rain totals in southern Indiana than up north. But I think I'm going to broad brush it with a tenth to one inch with coverage around 75%. We follow that up with another batch of moisture early next week, Monday the 3rd. I'm looking at the afternoon and evening. We see some scattered showers and storms. Those linger into early Tuesday the 4th. Could see a quarter to three quarters of an inch there. Coverage 90% of the state before we go back dry for next Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday the 5th. And honestly, on through most of the rest of next week. So we're seeing a little bit more shower activity trying to pop up, but I'll draw your attention back to last week where we had some moisture in the forecast early on and it just didn't materialize on a grand scale. I think we're trying to build a case here for much more hit and miss opportunities, not necessarily an everybody gets it kind of setup. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Corn and wheat close to even, and the surge in soybean futures continued. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. Going into a three-day weekend, very quiet in corn and wheat. Soybeans picked up over a nickel. Settlements, July corn, 464 and three quarters, up three quarters. September corn, 474 and a half, up a penny and a quarter. And December, 488 and a quarter, up a penny and three quarters. Over in beans, July led the way higher, 1248, up eight and three quarters. And November, up 3.5 cents, 1219 and a half. July wheat loses three quarters, 697 and a quarter. Very steady throughout the session. June live cattle, 183.70, up 17 cents. June lean hogs, 94.27, down 25. Markets will be closed on Monday, Memorial Day. What will the trade be focused on when we open back up on Monday night and Tuesday for the day session? Mike Silver is here with some thoughts. Mike with Kokomo Grain.
Weather and planting progress, obviously, are definitely in play. Managed money the commodity funds, their positions definitely in play. Geopolitical issues, we know that China's exerting muscle and the U.S.'s position, and we know the Israeli-Hamas war, those geopolitical issues definitely are having some impact on monetary policy in some fashion, or some concerns about global grain appetites, if you will. The Fed came out and said basically inflation is not under the control they would like it to be, so monetary policy is definitely in play. And then, of course, I mentioned that I talk a little bit about planting progress. And unfortunately, due to the holiday that we'll have Monday, we won't get a planting progress report until Tuesday. But since trade will resume Monday night at 8 o'clock Indiana time, there will be some anticipation, trade expectations of what planting progress will be. But in the report that came out this last Monday, 70% of the U.S. corn crop was planted versus 71% on the five-year average. So pretty close. Indiana had 54% planted last week of corn versus a 57. So we lagged the five-year pace just a little. Illinois, 67 versus a five-year pace of 71. And Iowa, 78 versus 86 on the five-year average. So of the I states, Iowa definitely behind, and that's due to some pretty wet conditions that they've had over the course of the last 10 days. And certainly our hearts to go out to those that have been negatively impacted and affected by all the tornado activity out there across the state of Iowa and in other states for that matter. It's just been horrific, would be the best adjective that I could use to describe it after seeing some of the images. Now, in the soybeans, the U.S. 52% planted versus a five-year average of 49. Indiana, 49% versus a five-year average of 46. Illinois, 58 versus 56. And Iowa, 61 versus 67. So, again, Iowa's lagging the pace. Now, those numbers were as of last Sunday, reported this last Monday on the 20th. And we know that in areas that didn't get the heavy rainfall or rainfall for that matter, that we expect that there will be geographically in certain areas of certain states some substantial planting progress. In our review of our locations here in Indiana, on the drier soils where we did not get the heavy rains, we're fast approaching having 100%. Of the corn and soybeans planted.
Market analyst Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain, and Mike's number is 800-666-0613. Again, the markets are closed Monday for Memorial Day. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.